With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Davenport is on the verge of running out of water. At issue is who should pay for repairs to the main water pipeline that serves this small community north of Santa Cruz, the cement plant that owns the town's water infrastructure, or residents. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The Cemex cement plant has always been tied to Davenport. The town was actually established to house its workers. The plant also maintained Davenport's water lines, even after the plant closed 7 years ago. So when winter storms destroyed the pipeline connecting the community to its main source of water, the expectation was Cemex would fix it. Santa Cruz County Supervisor Ryan Coonerty spoke at a press conference along Highway 1 across from the shuttered plant.
It's been incredibly frustrating because this is Cemex's infrastructure and they've refused to repair it.
So the county started the repairs and says Cemex should pick up the $220,000 tab. But in a statement, Cemex says the damage did not occur on its property and says it's disappointing to suggest Cemex is cutting off the water supply. If Cemex doesn't pay, the county says the 400 people who live in Davenport will have to foot the bill. And that worries longtime resident Annie Parker.
It's a huge amount of money. But then, just as important, of course, is the fact that we need to have water. And that's a natural given for any human being. You know, you need to have water to drink and bathe and so on.
As this dispute has gone on, Davenport has been getting water via a backup pipeline connecting to a creek. But that creek is about to run dry. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.